We want to welcome all of you to our services here at Grace Bible Church today. And our call to worship, I want to read two verses from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Very interesting verse of Scripture here that teaches us that the reward comes after we do the will of God, not during, not before. I was meeting this week, we had a guest speaker at the chapel time with our kids at camp this week, Dr. Haig, who is our neighbor and travels all over the world in meetings and so forth like that. And he said, I'd like to come and speak at your camp. He did a very good job. We had a good time together. He made a clear presentation of the gospel to the boys and girls. And he said, hey, I want to share this with you. And it was a grandpa's bucket list. And I said, oh, I kind of rolled my eyes. I didn't know what I was going to get into. Number one, I want to make sure that every one of my grandchildren know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Number one. Number two, once they know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to create within their hearts a love for the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve Him. Number three, take them with me on one of my mission trips, every one of them, so that they'll have a love of what it means to reach out with the gospel to others. Now, that's what I call a good bucket list. You know what most people have? I want to take them to Disney. That's my first thing. I want to take them to Disney World. And then after that, I want to take them on all this trip and that trip and whatever, and we never get serious. Listen, God has given parents and grandparents the ability to seek to do the will of God in reaching out to their children and their grandchildren. You are an evangelist. I appreciated that. When I got that list, I said, boy, this is wonderful, brother. He said, I'm doing that with my grandkids. He said, I've got one of them that's going to be 20 years old. And he said, I've got several more that are coming up. The youngest one, I think, is 5 now. And just got to see that one for the first time because they've been on a mission field for the last 4 years. A child was born on the mission field. They hadn't got to see that particular child, and they were so excited about that. But, you know, in a day and age where we emphasize the material, wouldn't it be better if we emphasize the eternal? This right here, this cast not away, therefore, your confidence. If you are not engaged in your children and your grandchildren's life in a spiritual way, you are actually casting away your confidence. You may know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and they may not, because a grandparent or a parent was not engaged in seeing them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. How about it? I'm speaking to grandparents here because that was a grandpa's bucket list that he gave to me. I'm speaking to grandparents. How about it? Are your grandchildren? Now, maybe you have unsaved children. I don't know. But how about your grandchildren? Have you made it? I am going to reach out to them. I'm going to see them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And have that confidence. You know the Savior. Don't you want to see your grandchildren saved? It's going to take more than just playing with them. Amen? It's going to take more than just playing with them and being a cash cow for them. That's what the mistake a lot of grandparents make. They start doling out the cash to them, and grandma and grandpa become sugar daddy and miss sugar daddy. All right? What is that? What are we doing for our children and our grandchildren? Notice what else. Which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience. Sometimes it takes a while. It takes a while. That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Listen, what's the will of God concerning you? It's to share the gospel. It's to share the gospel and to pray for your grandchildren. And every opportunity you have, pull them alongside. One by one. Grandpa wants you to know that he loves you and he wants you to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And share with them the gospel and pray and pray and seek the promise of the Lord concerning your children and your grandchildren coming to know the Lord. This is being forgotten today. This is being forgotten. And we've substituted other things. It's wonderful and fine to do things with your grandchildren. That's great. But don't spoil them where they can't get saved. When you build up a wall against the testimony of the gospel, it's going to take tender outreach, consistent outreach, and it may take time. But then the promise comes when they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I was encouraged this week by a grandpa, and I wanted to share that with you. A grandpa that the number one thing he wanted to see every one of his grandkids, said all of his kids were saved, but he wanted to see every one of his grandkids saved, and he was going to work to that end, he said, until I die, to see every one of them come to know. That means engagement. That means they're on your prayer list every day, praying for them. Come to know Jesus Christ. Send them notes with Bible verses. Get on the phone. If they text, if they got to that edge, send them a text. If you don't text, then send them a note. We've got to get engaged, folks, because the time is drawing near for our Savior to come. And every second that goes by is another second that they may not come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I'm burdened, folks, and I was encouraged by a grandpa this week that his bucket list was not made up of running here and running there and taking them here. Oh, he had a few things down there. One of them, he said, I just want to take each one of my grandkids fishing one time. And he said he'd done that except for the youngest one. Took them fishing because he felt if you can teach them how to catch a fish, they can learn how to eat at least. But you know, just things of that nature. But number one, see them come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's going to take some engagement. Amen? Of parents and grandparents. What's your bucket list look like? Is it full of the world? Is it full of personal pleasure? Is it all about what I can get out of this world? Or is it about spiritual things? You need to put together a spirit. I would encourage every parent and every grandparent here, if you haven't written it down, you need to do so. What important things do you want to see happen in your children and your grandchildren's lives? And then make that part of your bucket list. I think it would transform some families. Amen? It would transform some families. We'd move from materialistic emphasis to an eternal emphasis. And that's what we need to do today.